National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We're live in our operations area. The whole day filled with a lot of updates, a lot of information, and we're going to take you right now to some of the damage, some of the water that we already see from this hurricane in the Bahamas. I mean, look at how the ocean just basically moves over all the land, and that's some of the storm surge that we've talked about, that 10-foot, that 20-foot, even up to 24-foot of storm surge, which is very dangerous in this situation. It's because of this. We still have a very strong hurricane. The latest information that we have continues to keep this a strong hurricane with 185 miles an hour. A little bit of a slowdown west of 5 miles an hour, but that pressure at 910 millibars. Having the hurricane hunters in there has been incredibly helpful today. We just want to talk about them once again, going through the center of the storm. I mean, the rest of us are trying to get away from the storm. They're going right towards the storm. Real heroes, the men and women of the hurricane hunters, getting the information that we've needed today to update these winds. So very powerful. You can see the landfall that occurred today, several different landfalls, and, you know, slowing down. And that's been the forecast with time. Just devastating situation when you take those winds, those powerful winds, and we've seen some of the damage of the water and the winds, and then keep it around for a while. And that's really consistent with some of the forecasting that we've done. And the latest forecast, this is all brand new right here. A couple things to watch. One of them is the slowdown. Let's look at the times. If we can get in here, Dennis. Let's see, this is 2 p.m. on Monday, 2 p.m. on Tuesday. I mean, that's 24 hours and still a major hurricane. So, you know, just battering winds, and that continues the rainfall. Could see 30 inches of rain in some isolated spots, and also those waves and the seas continue the water. So still a very dangerous situation, very catastrophic situation for those in the Bahamas. So let's look with time. You know, we're really talking about that turn. A couple different things to think about. Let's look at the timing. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then up right to the top of the screen right up there is Friday. So we're going to be dealing with this for most of the week. And our forecast, keeping the center right off the coast. However, look what we've been saying all day. You have to be careful with that, because look at the size. We talked about it being, you know, 140 miles away from the center and expanding. Hurricane force winds right in the center there. So it's not just around the center. We're talking about those impacts well outside the center. So if you take that with time and move it to even our forecast, and you think about those tropical storm force winds, then it's a lot of folks are going to see the tropical force winds. And that's why, you know, we've got some new watches and warnings out right along the coast for storm surge and also for the hurricane force winds, because look how close. This is the coast of Florida. Look at the closest approach there, getting very close to the coastline. And we've been talking about this all day. It just takes a little wiggle, right? Little movement, little jog, and then all of a sudden you're a little closer to the coast. So that's one comment. The other thing that we got to remember is anywhere inside this cone, two-thirds of the time, based on our error over the last 5 years, you can see the center. So you still could see a situation where this moves right up the coast, or maybe a little bit inland, and that's going to cause a lot of damage, hurricane force winds, and we're going to see the storm surge. So wanted to kind of paint the whole picture there, and that's the Florida part, and we still got a ways to go towards the end of the week, where you can see some of those hurricane force winds, the storm surge, very susceptible. I mean, right along the coastline in the Carolinas, down South Carolina, even portions of Georgia, very susceptible to the storm surge. So we're going to be watching that real close with time. We do have a brand new storm surge graphic. Looking at that storm surge warning for portions of the coast, you can zoom right in there. I did really want to cover some of the levels here, 4 to 7 feet. Look at that. That's pretty significant. Not every place might see that, but especially where the water piles up. You have a lot of places where you get those inlets where the water comes in and just starts piling up. You can see some of those higher levels. So that's just one of the dangers that we have. And in fact, historically, storm surge being half of the fatalities that we see in these tropical systems. So we really need to keep an eye on those type of things. And the rainfall, we showed the rainfall earlier today. The rainfall is still the same. And I really want to caution everybody with the rainfall. I mean, we've got a couple comments today about most of it looking like it's offshore. You know, the rainfall forecast is just along that track and a little bit to the right. But, you know, a little shift in that forecast, some of those higher values could make it onshore real quick. So we're going to go talk to, who's on the hot seat, Dennis? Let's go talk to John. We always come over to the next person on duty. John's on the evening shift. You'll be looking at the forecast, updating the forecast tonight. John, I mean, the big thing here is the turn. I mean, we've been talking about the turn, waiting for the turn, and all the models. I mean, and I think I've mentioned it too, something 1,000 miles away could be what steers this. I mean, can you help us out? Well, I mean, what steers these hurricanes?
Ken, this is so tricky. And you can see the ensemble members here from the European and the UK Met. There's such a spread in them, which means the steering is weak and not well pronounced. I just want to show you, if you look at just the GFS, just to get an idea, this is the American Global Model of what's steering the system around. Here's the hurricane, the depiction of the hurricane in the GFS. Here's the high-pressure system to the east that's been causing it to move across the Bahamas. And what's going to cause the turn is this very weak feature up here. There's a little weak trough up here. And you can see as I make this go by, this trough is going to slip by the eastern U.S., causing that ridge to depart. And then that's what causes the turn to the north. But it's just those subtle, weak features that can make all the difference. And timing is just so key, which is why we've had such a hard time knowing exactly when this is going to make a turn.
So there you have it. I mean, just we've talked about it for a while, how far away these steering currents could be, and there you have it. So the little subtleties like that, John's going to be on duty. He's going to watch for every little kink and every little, we call isobars, the lines of equal pressure. He's going to be watching for this and trying to come up with updates to the forecast. So John, thanks for being on duty and what you do. So there it is, devastating for the Bahamas. We're going to keep you posted. We're here 24/7 watching the latest, issuing the watches and warnings, issuing the forecast. We need everybody to be ready. There's going to be some impacts, you know, concentrating whether it's offshore or onshore. Even if it's offshore, look, still going to be some impacts and a little bit of jog, right? A little bit towards the coastline. You can see those hurricane force winds and some big impacts. The key here, let's be ready. Keep an eye on the forecast. Listen to the local officials. If the local officials say you shouldn't be there and need to leave, then listen to them. It's really important. Let's keep safe during the storm. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.